Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name's Paul. I'm the teaching pastor for the Marion campus. So thankful that you've chosen to join us here on the Drivecast today, as we are in week four now in the season of Lent. And this week we've been hitting on indulgence. As has been the pattern on Wednesday, we're going to talk a little bit about confession as it relates to indulgence. And so I think we have to understand, well, why? Why do I need to confess for this thing referred to as indulgence? And so the devotional in the LifePoint Ohio app, which is written by our writing team, and so grateful for the work they do. They do such a phenomenal job. So writing team, way to go. Keep up the good work. Says this. It says, when we consider an attitude of indulgence, we often think of, or we tend to think about, a rare moment when we enjoy a decadent slice of chocolate cake or spend a little more money than we usually would on a gift for ourselves. But then the devotional goes on to talk about, and I think this is absolutely true, we don't live in a culture that is a once-in-a-while treat-yourself culture. Typically, we live in a culture that is very much a every day is an opportunity to indulge just a little bit. And what happens is we have these numerous areas of our lives where we are continually and almost constantly indulging ourselves. And what happens is that gets in the way of our relationship with the Lord. Colossians 3:5, which is the verse for today's devotional content, says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. So here's the things the Apostle Paul says belong to our earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. And so the Apostle Paul is saying, hey, these things that the world would encourage us to indulge in, we need to put these things to death. What that means is these things no longer need to be true, or these things no longer can be true of us. We can no longer be indulging in such things because of who we now are in Christ. And I think anytime we're talking about a you must do this thing, we have to root that activity in relationship. And so if we go about doing a bunch of things or stop doing a bunch of things, and we do that out of a legalistic law, what's going to happen is our hearts are going to become hardened, and we're going to be behavior police on ourselves and on others. However, if our activity is rooted in relationship, that is in response to what Christ has done for us, the activity in our lives is responding to the grace that we have been given, the cutting out or putting to death whatever in us is sexually immoral or impure or evil, whatever it may be, from Colossians 3:5. Putting those things to death only happens out of a right response to what Jesus has done, who he has made us to be through faith in him. And so we should absolutely put to death whatever is earthly in us, these things that we often indulge in, or we can be tempted to indulge in by the world. And while the Apostle Paul doesn't say decadent cake here is bad, I think, you know, we don't often talk about the sin of gluttony. And again, I'm not saying you can never eat a piece of chocolate cake. You absolutely can. But the question is, does that chocolate cake have a hold in your life? Does it have a strong hold in your life? Does it have something where you really can't control yourself when it comes to sweet things? I have said on this podcast before that that is an issue for me. Sweets are a consistent battle and struggle for me. And so then I have to ask, well, why does that matter? What's the big deal if I indulge in sweets? Well, what it really says is that I'm obeying this fleshly desire more than I am desiring the presence and the satisfaction of the Lord. Me eating a pack of Sour Patch Kids and then a second patch of Sour Patch Kids, which is really difficult with Now Playing, by the way. I walk into the church and there's this huge table of Sour Patch Kids. Anyway, I digress. But what that's doing is me trying to just find a little hit of, this feels good with those Sour Patch Kids. And I know that's an issue for me. And so for me, what I need to do is say, Lord, help me find my hit of my moment of relaxation, my moment of satisfaction in your presence, not from this sugary thing that will kill me slowly over time. Because that's really what sin does. You know, sin is pleasurable for a moment, but its pleasures, its enjoyment is fleeting, and it eventually decays us rots us from the inside out and destroys us. And so what we need to do is, again, think about relationship and allow the overflow of our love for Jesus to lead us into saying, these things, they steer me away from you, Jesus. And so I want to put those things to death, whatever they may be in my life. Now, that's not to say, again, we don't want to be activity police for others. If others can have chocolate and sweets and whatever else, and it's not an issue for them in the sense they're not looking to that thing to give them that moment of satisfaction and joy, then maybe it's not an issue for them. But maybe it is for you, like it is for me. It's just one example of, I think, what the Apostle Paul is talking about here. And so we need to be repentant, and we need to confess to the Lord, here's an area of my life where I'm indulging in things that are leading me away from you. And as has been our pattern on Wednesday, we can do that through the lens of our core values, our gospel identity, reaching priority, authentic community, spiritual intimacy, and personal ministry. What are areas that we're indulging in that are really taking us away from growth, development, and ultimately closeness with the Lord because of things we're indulging in? And so to that end, let's go ahead and spend some time in prayer and asking the Lord to really help us identify the worldly indulgences that exist in our lives, help us to repent of those, and help us really turn toward you and a desire for intimacy with you, Jesus. God, that is our prayer. And we praise you that you hear us, that we can approach your throne, the throne of grace, with confidence. And you listen, you incline your ear to us like a loving father to his children. And so we praise you and thank you for that. Would you bring to mind anything for us that we are going to, that we are indulging in, whether it is our phone, whether it is some form of sexual immorality, whether it is gluttony, whatever it may be, anything that is getting in the way of our relationship? Would we get rid of that, not so that we'll be saved, but because we are saved? And God, would you work that in us by the power of your Spirit? We need you. We can't do this on our own. Fill us, lead us, give us a greater desire for you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.